Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. The Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency is launching a new program aimed at helping veterans re-enter the workforce. Current State Scott Pohl talked with the agency's director, Jeff Barnes, about the reboot workshops coming to the state. Good morning, Scott.
Hi, Mark. The reboot idea was started a few years ago in San Diego, where a couple of retired Navy veterans thought they could employ boot camp training techniques as a way to improve that transition back to civilian life that so many vets struggle with. Reboot has been called a reverse boot camp. There will be four reboot workshops in Michigan. They start next week, and there will be one in Lansing next spring. Boot camp, of course, is a civilian's first exposure to military life. Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency Director Jeff Barnes tells me that if you think reboot sounds like the exact opposite of that, you'd be right.
The idea behind reboot is it takes 16 weeks to make a Marine or a soldier, and we spend a lot of time indoctrinating them into the military. It often takes as little as 48 hours for a service member to become a civilian again. And with that, a lot of difficulty starts to exist with veterans actually knowing what they should be doing in the transition and what those next life planning steps should be.
You're a veteran yourself. Did you have access to this sort of a thing when you came out of the service?
Well, when I left the service in 2006, I went through a transition assistance program, which is a much earlier version of what we're trying to offer for soldiers and sailors, Marines today. And it was not a good experience for me. To be quite frank, there was a focus put on building your resume, and they promised to offer feedback to that to make sure that it was going to translate the skills and the experience that I had, and I still haven't received that.
Is this job training or is it more personality training, if you get my drift? Because we hear about the difficulty lots of veterans have with the transition back to civilian life. Can you draw a picture of what this means in those terms for me?
Yeah, reboot is really about trying to transition the whole person back to the community. So there is a major focus in there about preparing for your resume, interviewing skills, and looking at what kind of career you'd like to have after the service. You know, a lot of our soldiers, as they come in, are assessed as they enlist based off of their ASVAB score to what the top three jobs they could hold in the military are. But when we transition back into the military, some of those veterans want to continue in that field. Others want to try something completely different. And that's when it becomes very overwhelming for them.
You know, I think people have a notion that someone coming out of the service is already pretty well trained for jobs like police and fire and paramedics, maybe that sort of career. Is there a focus on other careers, too, outside of the obvious like that?
Yeah, we've had a lot of employers show interest because the veterans are very trainable, highly adaptive, and this is a very tech-savvy force that we have in the military right now. And so there are a lot of career fields that should be open in IT. There are operations and logistics jobs because we've had to move a lot of equipment and a lot of resources across the pond, as we refer to it, for deployments. So you've got a lot of transferable skill sets there. But I also like to tell people that veterans can be employed in your full portfolio of services, all the way from entry-level positions to your future boardroom.
I want to get into a little detail now. These are three-week sessions. They're described as providing personalized transition training, addressing personal, social, and professional aspects of the transition from military to civilian life. That leads me to wonder, how do you personalize that?
Well, you know, the transition experience that we've been speaking about is really a wholesale solution. It's meant to take a lot of soldiers and veterans through that pipeline very quickly. This needs to be a little bit more personalized for some. And quite frankly, this would have been something that I think I would have really benefited from had I had the chance to experience it then. Because it takes not only that job hunting experience into play, it also plans some of the social transitions. And it talks a little bit about how do you take your philosophy, which has really been built around the team, or everything you do is for the core and for your brothers and sisters to your left and right, to now, how do I build my own resume? How do I fill out my own admissions packet? And how do I tell these people that I need to be a part of their organization and it's in their best interest to either hire me or admit me to their schools?
You know, when you use a phrase like social transition, it sounds to me like there would be applications to the everyday lives of veterans, not just in the workplace.
There are a financial planning aspect of it to really help veterans understand where are your career goals and what are you going to need to lead the quality of life that you want so that we can make sure that we get you in a career and on the right trajectory from the beginning.
You're targeting primarily post 9/11 vets, is that right?
We are, and this is a best practice that we located in San Diego. And they started out targeting the post 9/11 vets initially, and since then they've run some pilots where they've expanded the program and had mixed generations of veterans. They've also been able to do women veteran cohorts specifically, and the size of the classes are 25 per class, and so that allows the instructor and the class to really get into that individualized attention. And so we're going to start with post 9/11, and if we see the success that that San Diego has, then we'll expand that to other generations.
We're talking with the director of the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency, Jeff Barnes, about the reboot workshops. There are four coming up. The first one starts on September 22nd in Grand Rapids. I understand it's too late to get involved in that one, but there's also another starting October 20th in Detroit. You mentioned a session for women veterans only. The one coming up in Michigan starts March 16th in a location that hasn't yet been determined, I understand, somewhere in southeast Michigan.
In southeast. Mm-hmm.
And there will be one in Lansing starting April 27th next year. I wanted to ask you about women veterans, the one session that is only for women veterans. Why is that? Are their needs different in substantial ways from those of male veterans?
Well, when we talked to the folks in San Diego, one of the things they realized is that the mixed cohorts, men and women, different generations, were very successful because it stimulated a lot of different conversation. But they decided to pilot a women's only cohort to see if anything else developed from that. And there was a lot of discussion around sexual trauma and being in the military and some of those challenges that they faced that they may not feel comfortable talking about in a mixed group.
There's no cost to the veterans who are accepted into the program other than transportation and lunch every day, right?
That's correct. This course is about $2,500 per student to come through. But as a state, we want to pilot this, and we're taking on that responsibility.
So the state's funding this program?
Yes, through the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency.
All right. What sorts of things do you hear from the veterans who've gone through the program in the past, and what kind of careers are they moving into?
Well, you know, even though this program is based in San Diego, you'll find it interesting, and I'm sure your listeners will as well. We have 10 alumni here in the state of Michigan, and all 10 are either in school or in their careers right now. And we've had the opportunity to bring a few of them into the office. They speak about the positive energy around the event, and they talk a lot about really putting their service in perspective. They knew that they wanted to get out. They weren't really sure what that next step would be, and they weren't really sure how to market themselves as a veteran and the experiences they had. And they felt that Reboot challenged them to think about that. I said before Reboot, they'd never heard of the term an elevator speech. And they left that experience with it and feeling confident that their service had prepared them for those next challenges. And now they had a better idea of understanding what those challenges would be.
What are we going to do about tracking the progress of the people after they've been through the Reboot program?
Well, part of the program is we actually have an alumni base that our Michigan veterans will be joining as they complete the Reboot workshop. And right now there are a little over 600 that have completed the program. And it's a very active network that's involved in social media and also networking with employers. So we're going to connect them to employers as they complete the program. And the November 7th graduation for the Detroit cohort is actually going to take place at Cobo Hall, where we're going to have a vet expo with about 300 service providers and employers on site for them to take full advantage of.
The Veteran Expo in Detroit at Cobo will have more to it than just graduating that class from Reboot. What else is going to be going on?
Yes, Scott. We are pretty excited about the expo. Coming into Detroit, we've done two expos so far, one in Marquette and one in Grand Rapids. We've had over 2,000 veterans and their family members come in, sign up for benefits, go through VA health screening, and talk to employers and get connected with employment opportunities right on the spot. And in Detroit, we're expecting about 300 service providers and employers that will be there hiring with jobs that day. We're also going to have a state opportunity showcase, which is targeting our veteran-owned businesses and providing them with some of the tools and resources that they need to be more competitive in contracting and procurement. So we're going to have federal support specialists, state procurement specialists on hand, and some from the private sector to talk about how to be more competitive in your contracting bids. And we will provide pro bono legal support to help those businesses get up on their feet and be competitive to go forward.
While hoping for success, what can we learn from any failures that there might be as the reboot program goes forward?
Well, I think that one of the things that we'll learn right off the bat is what the need is for our veterans and whether or not this is going to fill that. You know, we started, and as the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency, doing gap analysis of the full landscape of veterans issues, and we see there's a lot of need. We've been pleasantly surprised to see that there's a lot of support, but a lot of times those dots aren't connected. And we feel that Reboot will give us the chance to dive a little deeper into what are the challenges that you are facing as an individual, or maybe you and your family are facing, and we'll learn from that and be able to readdress our services accordingly.
Jeff Barnes is director of the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Scott. And if anyone has any questions or information, I encourage them to go to michiganveterans.com, and they can connect with the information about Reboot and the expo there.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.